You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
We welcome you in to the Gym Class here at KGYM on this Tuesday, August the 10th of 2021. A date that, at least in these parts, will go down as one that will never be forgotten. 1 year ago today, of course, a derecho going through eastern Iowa, Cedar Rapids, Marion area. We'll kick that around a little bit with you here today and talk about it 1 year later. Plenty to get to besides the weather, even though that we may have some, unfortunately, some severe weather popping up, and we will let you know about that coming up here in just a moment or so. College football preseason poll is out. We will talk about that, let you know where Iowa and Iowa State landed, and a whole lot more, including a talk with Craig Sesker from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. Not only covers the UNI football team, but also is the co-author of a brand new book, as well as he did that with Doug Newhoff from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, about the playoff era of high school football in the state of Iowa. And they are going to start a book tour around the state of Iowa starting tomorrow. And we will talk with Craig coming up about that here in just a little bit. We are presented, as always, by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at DuPaco.com. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com. And we'll talk to Craig Sesker coming up in about 20 minutes or so on the program today. And Mark, a pleasant good afternoon to you.
You as well. It's very miserable outside. I don't have to tell you that, but it may or may not brew up a storm, but not like a year ago today.
No, nothing like that. And that is the best news, and we can only hope. And I know, understand some people are very much on pins and needles, not only when severe weather goes through, but since obviously last August the 10th. And it's just a coincidence that it's coming in today. It is coming in today, and let's tell you about it right now. We have a severe thunderstorm watch that is in effect for a good portion of eastern Iowa. We have a heat advisory as well that is in for a good portion of eastern Iowa. In fact, our entire listening area. And the severe thunderstorm watch, and it's going to go until throughout the evening here tonight. We do have some severe thunderstorm warnings to tell you about right now. A severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Marshall County, northern Poweshiek County, and all of Tama County. That goes until 4 o'clock. A severe thunderstorm located 8 miles southwest of Meskwaki, or 11 miles north of Grinnell, moving to the east at about 40 miles per hour. And that could impact the Cedar Rapids, Marion metro area. We obviously need the rain, don't need the fireworks that certainly go along with said rain. Also, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Buchanan County for another about 35 minutes or so. That goes until 3:45 this afternoon for a severe thunderstorm line extending from near Fayette to Mount Auburn, moving to the southeast at about 30 miles per hour, and then a very large severe thunderstorm warning for Clayton, Fayette, southwestern Allamakee, southeastern Winnesheek, and that is going to go until 3:45 as well. So if you're in the northern half of our listening area, you have a little bit better of an opportunity perhaps to pick up some of that rain and maybe some of the severe weather. And like I said, we all could use the rain. We don't need anything else associated with said rain. And anything else pops up, we will be sure to keep you updated right here on KGYM throughout local programming. We'll follow by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That goes until 6 o'clock. Coming up this evening at 6:30, it'll be Twins baseball. Twins and the Sox, game two of that series from Target Field in Minneapolis. And that'll be on the Jim OT 107.5 FM. We'll see what Eloy Jimenez does tonight, Mark. I'm sorry to do that to you.
No, not at all. He's a terrific player, and he's on a heck of a hot streak. And the White Sox putting it to the Twins last night, 11-1. I do have to say, against the Twins pitcher, who probably belongs in Double A and not the major leagues. But nevertheless, we know about this White Sox team, and Eloy Jimenez back and doing great things, and probably would expect more of the same tonight. I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see how that goes, 6:30 tonight. And don't forget, on Thursday night, we've got the Field of Dreams game coming your way, beginning at 6 o'clock, about 6:10, with the first pitch from the Field of Dreams Stadium in Dyersville, as it'll be the White Sox and the Yankees. That'll be on all of our frequencies coming up on Thursday evening. Really, really very much looking forward to that. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And we'll keep you updated on the weather, as we mentioned. And we would be remiss, Mark, if we did not touch upon 1 year ago today. And it was a little eerie. I got to say that you and I talked earlier this afternoon, and first thing you said to me was, hey, you remember 1 year ago today, not only did we not end up having a show because we didn't have any power, but we talked during the time that the derecho was moving through our fair city 1 year ago today.
Yeah, quite eerily. You called me at 12:30 exactly this afternoon, and that was about the time we were getting pounded here in Cedar Rapids and in eastern Iowa, the longest 20 to 30 minutes of a lot of people's lives. And we're still recovering. A lot of folks have gotten a lot done, but the city suffered $3 billion worth of damage, the worst storm, inland storm, in American history. And thankfully, most of us have lived through it and gone on. And, I mean, this was misery on top of misery, because we were in the throes of COVID-19, as I guess we still are. But then came August 10th, and this horrific storm hit, causing all kinds of damage to property, trees, vehicles, what have you. The city probably will never be the same in terms of, you know, the treescape and whatnot, and certain buildings that are probably gone forever. A year ago, 2 days prior to the derecho, I was playing in a golf tournament at Ellis Park, as I'm going to again Saturday, and, you know, enjoying the beautiful scenery at Ellis Park, trees, and what a great ride or walk it is out there. And then to drive by a few days later after the derecho and see all the trees that were destroyed on that particular property. And you can speak to that well, Scott, as you played in the Senior City Am out there this past weekend. But so many things affected. The golf courses, high schools damaged. Kennedy couldn't get back in its school for what? Till January, the following January?
Yes.
Marion's football stadium destroyed. Benton Community Stadium suffered severe damage. Hawkeye Downs, Colonels suffering damage. And, you know, I talked about being in the throes of COVID-19 at the time, and then the derecho hit, what, 3 weeks before the start of what was going to be the high school football season?
Correct.
And, you know, COVID, you wondered if there was going to be a season. Then you throw the derecho on top of that, and it was really in question. Of course, the schedules had to be redone and whatnot, but it was just a time like none other, I don't think.
319-366-1600. Not to go down bad memories too many times, but you know exactly where you were 1 year ago today, and you know what you came home to 1 year ago today. By the way, a new severe thunderstorm warning has been issued by the National Weather Service, and it is for western Dubuque County and southeastern Delaware County. This will go until 3:30. A severe thunderstorm located near Earlville, or 11 miles east of Manchester, moving to the east at about 45 miles per hour. Again, a severe thunderstorm warning until 3:30. This afternoon for folks in western Dubuque County and southeastern Delaware County. And again, that goes until 3:45, and we'll keep you updated on all of the weather happenings right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is our text line available to you. Of course, with early August, we look ahead some, too. We look ahead about 1 month from now. Mark's favorite part of the year. One of those events took place today, Mark. I know how much you are a huge, huge fan of preseason college football polls. And the coaches' poll coming out today, both Iowa and Iowa State included. Iowa State in at number 8, and the Iowa Hawkeyes start the season at number 18. Mark, I'll give you, 2 minutes to get on your soapbox, and it starts now.
No, I'll save it. I think most folks that have listened to this program know how I feel about it and others feel about it. It's basically a talking point in early August, a point of discussion, perhaps disagreement among fans. We had a poll question yesterday whether you think Iowa State will live up to its preseason hype. And it's quite lofty at number 8, at least according to the coaches' poll. Iowa in at 18, just a notch below Indiana. That's the opener for both of those teams. And a lot of the usual suspects, as you would suspect, Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, so on and so forth. A half a dozen SEC teams in there, Big Ten well represented. But frankly, this is just a starting point.
It is. By the way, Alabama almost a unanimous number one. They came 2 votes short. Alabama number one with 63 of the votes. Clemson number 2, despite not getting a first place vote. Oklahoma starts the season at number 3. They did receive the other 2 first place votes. Ohio State number 4, Georgia 5. 6 through 10, you've got Texas A&M, Notre Dame. We mentioned Iowa State at number 8, North Carolina at number 9, and Cincinnati for Luke Fickell in there at number 10. Second 10, Florida, followed by Oregon, LSU, USC, and Wisconsin. Badgers at 15. Miami, Florida is at number 16. Indiana 17, Iowa 18. Well, that makes up for a dandy first game of the year, doesn't it, right out of the chute?
Exactly.
Texas at number 19. Penn State 20. Washington 21. Oklahoma State 22. Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns at 23. Coastal Carolina 24. And Ole Miss rounds out the top 25 at number 25. So that is your coaches' preseason poll. The USA Today Amway coaches poll, Mark.
Too high, too low. After listening to Phil Steele, our interview guest last week, and you can access the podcast at KGYMradio.com, he made a great case for Texas. Texas was just a couple plays, a couple possessions from being 10-0 last year. And I until Phil mentioned that, I didn't recall that. Of course, they lost late against Iowa State and went to how many overtimes against Oklahoma? 4, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, quite a few.
After listening to Phil's dissertation on Texas, I'm going to say the Longhorns are a little low.
I'm going to say that Notre Dame's a little high. Sorry, Notre Dame backers out there, but brand-new quarterback for the Irish coming in this year. A&M's got a lot of talent, but they're in the same boat. They have a brand-new quarterback coming in for Jimbo Fisher. We'll see how that plays out. Well, LSU and USC back-to-back at 13 and 14 are very intriguing. And Cajun Troy, we know how much she loves Coach O and everything that is LSU football. We'll see. LSU's got talent. They got talent. Can Coach O bounce back from what he even considers not his finest hour? USC with one of the top quarterbacks in the country. We'll see how that plays out. But you know, you make a pretty good case for Iowa, Indiana being one of the top 5. Well, certainly I think top 5, if not one of the top 3 games on that opening weekend as far as the landscape of college football is concerned.
And I think we have Oregon, Ohio State that day. Is that right? But yeah, it's going to be, you're going to be hard pressed. I mean, it's not going to tip the national radar a whole lot, I don't think. But for those folks that love top 25 football, Iowa, Indiana is going to be a must see, I think.
319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM, we'll keep you updated as far as the weather is concerned. If anything pops up new, again, severe thunderstorm warnings out in Tama County and in Marshall County, as well as Dubuque and southern and southeastern Delaware County, also Buchanan County, kind of wrapping around Cedar Rapids as we speak. And again, we'll keep you updated on that right here on KGYM. We're going to get to Craig Sesker coming up in just a little bit. We'll get to an Eagles Hideaway scoreboard for you in just a little bit as well. Sad news last night, especially if you were a fan of broadcasting, fan of auto racing broadcasting, as we lost one of the giants last night. Bob Jenkins passing away at the age of 73 from brain tumors that he let us know about first diagnosed in December of last year. Let the public know about it in February earlier this year in 2021. And he was one of the original members of ESPN. He was the original voice of auto racing as far as ESPN is concerned. Did Speed Week for so many years. Did NASCAR racing on ESPN. Did Saturday Night Thunder and Thursday Night Thunder on ESPN. Went over to do NASCAR on ABC. Was a member of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Radio Network. He, of course, one of the voices of the Indianapolis 500, as well as the IndyCar Series. Passed away, the native of Liberty, Indiana, at the age of 73 last night, and did get a chance to meet Bob Jenkins. And a finer, nicer gentleman you will never run into. He was at Hawkeye Downs back 20 years ago, about 20 years ago, for a USAC midget and sprint car event that ESPN was taping, and had a short but a very nice conversation with Bob Jenkins back then. And he was at his height as far as broadcasting is concerned back then. And like I said, just kind of just one of the guys he acted like, and certainly is going to be missed out there. A giant as far as the broadcast industry is concerned, especially when you talk about the sport of auto racing.
Yeah, certainly a giant and a trailblazer. I don't remember a whole lot about Bob, but I do recall his name when ESPN came on board and then his later work. You know, a lot of very good announcers have followed in his footsteps, I think, in auto racing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And Bob was doing work at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on the public address as late as last year. Of course, made that announcement about his health in February and did not have a chance to come back. He said he was going to take a year off, try to beat this thing. Already had beaten cancer once, had colon cancer. Beat that. The really sad part of this is his wife passed away from the very same thing back in 2012. So that's makes it even worse, the news right there. But Bob Jenkins passing away at the age of 73. 3:23, we need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're right behind Taco John's and right across from the Lindale Mall. And a little bit of afternoon baseball going on today. What else is going on the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard?
Yeah, just one afternoon game. The doubleheader between the Milwaukee Brewers and Chicago Cubs as a result of yesterday's rainout. Right now, the Brewers leading 4-2, bottom of the sixth inning. Everything else under the lights. The United States women's under-19 basketball team has secured the top seed in the world championships after today's 97-36 victory over Egypt. If you had Egypt plus 50, your loser.
Ah.
I was Caitlin Clark. Obviously didn't need to play a whole lot today, but she did score 13 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. Also in basketball, the NBA Summer League continues tonight with Iowans involved. The Spurs and Joe Wieskamp facing Chicago. Wieskamp with just 3 points in last night's game against Minnesota. Luka Garza and Tyler Cook will be in action for Detroit against Houston. Zach Johnson will make his return to the PGA Tour in this week's Wyndham Championship in North Carolina. Zach, of course, positive test for COVID-19 after the John Deere Classic, has been sitting out since. He will have an early tee time Thursday, 6:34 Central Time, and then go off at noon on Friday. And finally, the Oakland Athletics have called up A.J. Puck, the Cedar Rapids, Washington product, who has battled a series of injuries. A.J. has pitched in 11 games in his major league career, 10 in 2019, and one earlier this year. He was the 6th overall pick in 2016 of the A's. So you wish A.J. the best of luck in this trip to the majors.
Good to have him back up there, no doubt about it. And, yeah, you mentioned Zach, and right now, just looking at the FedEx Cup standings, Zach sits at 107 right now. And that puts Zach into the first of the events, the Northern Trust. But I think Zach would feel a lot better with making the cut this weekend, and B, with a top 20 performance at the Wyndham in Greensboro. And it's a good field. I tell you what, Greensboro was very, very forward-looking a few years ago when the FedEx Cup playoffs were announced, because they asked for that last spot ahead of the playoffs, knowing they were going to get some outstanding fields. And they've got another one this year, because there are quite a few people that are right on the line clamoring to get in as far as the big bucks FedEx Cup playoffs are concerned.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of drama to try to see who gets in that top 125, plus going to win the tournament. But it's good to see Zach back. We talked to Pat Cobb of the Zach Johnson Foundation Classic, and Zach, of course, missed that event. Said Zach was recuperating and had returned to his home in Georgia. That was a week or 10 days ago. But it'll be good to see Zach back on the course.
It will be. It will be. And so that will be coming up starting on Thursday, very early in the morning at Greensboro, North Carolina. 3:27. We're going to take a break, come back. And when we do, we are going to talk to Craig Sesker from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. Brand new book that he co-authored with Doug Newhoff about the Iowa High School football playoffs. We'll talk with him about that. We'll talk UNI football as well when we return here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union on KGYM.
Score a major payday with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up for the King of Sportsbooks, because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Register using code HANSON100, HANSON 100, and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Cubs or Brewers and either team hits a home run, regardless of your bet's outcome. Whether you're raising the stakes on baseball or wagering on your favorite soccer team, BetMGM is always ready for action. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use code HANSON100, Hanson with an O, to win $100 when you bet $1 on the Cubs or Brewers and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
We are back. Craig Sesker going to join us coming up in a moment. A weather statement here from the National Weather Service. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for eastern Buchanan County, Delaware County, and northern Linn County. And that's going to go for 45 minutes until 4:15. Just a couple of minutes ago, severe thunderstorms located along a line extending from near Garnavillo to near Delhi to near Alburnett, moving to the east at about 30 miles per hour. And 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts were reported in Independence and other places in Buchanan County. Again, severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northern Linn County, Delaware County, and eastern Buchanan County. And that will go until 4:15 as things continue to develop here. And we'll keep an eye on the weather for you right here on KGYM. Scott and Mark with you. Ben on the other side of the glass, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. And Craig Sesker going to join us coming up here. Craig with the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier. You can give him a follow on Twitter. I encourage you to do so. He is the co-author of a brand new book as he and Doug Newhoff, also from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier, have gotten together. And you can give him a follow at Craig Sesker, by the way, all one word. And they've come together, co-authored this this brand new book, and book tour is going to get started, and no better time to put a high school football book out than at the start of the practice season and just ahead of the 2021 season. Craig, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. How you doing today? There you go. Now you're ready to go. Craig, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, guys. How are you doing?
Well, not too bad. We're fingers crossed we're not going to get any terrible weather like we did a year ago today, so...
yeah, absolutely.
On pins and needles a little bit, but I think we're going to be okay. But yeah, the brand new book, and tell us a little bit how this came about, and how you and Doug got this thing off the ground.
Right, we're both longtime sports writers. You know, I started my career in Burlington. I was at the Burlington Hawkeye for 11 years. I was sports editor there, and I went to Omaha, and then I went out to Colorado Springs and worked for USA Wrestling, and then I moved back here 3 years ago and to Cedar Falls, and then I started doing some freelancing for the Courier where Doug was a sports editor. And so a couple years ago, I was covering the Don Bosco championship game, and he was covering Grundy Center. And just in between games, I said, hey, has anyone ever written a book on the state football playoffs? And he said, you know, he's been here through the whole run. And he said, I don't believe they have. So that was kind of the beginning of it. And then Doug retired a few months later, and then that's when I brought it up a second time. And the second time I asked him, he said, absolutely, let's do it.
Craig, the title of the book is Home Sweet Dome, and as everyone knows, state championship games are played in the Dome now. Does it just cover the Dome era, or does it go all the way back to 72?
It goes back to 72. And Doug wrote a great first chapter. It talks about the history and how it came about to be played at the Unidome. But then he also touches on the pre-playoff era, mentioning, you know, going all the way back to Niall Kinnick and some of the all-time greats. So there's some mention of that in the early part. But our book is Iowa High School Football during the playoff era. And that's a good question, because a lot of people don't realize the playoffs actually were played from 72 to 75 at various locations, Kinnick Stadium, Iowa State. South Tama hosted a game, so yeah. So it covers that entire time since 72.
Yeah. Tell us kind of how you broke it down. You does it go year by year? Does it kind of go into increments, teams? How'd you kind of attack it?
It's a little bit of a chronology. We kind of started with some of the early powerhouses, like Emmitsburg. The Davenport schools, Central and West, were really good in the beginning. Roger Craig, Curtis Craig, the Rubley brothers at West, Davenport West. So kind of a chronology. And then we started out, we were going to go with any team that won three or more titles. But then we ended up expanding it. We added Applington Parkersburg, of course, with Ed Thomas and with all the NFL players. Cedar Falls had a really good history, even though they only had one title. You know, they've had a lot of really great players that have gone on to college and the NFL. And then we, you know, there were some really good players who weren't on teams that played in the Unidome. That's why we said football during the playoff era. And that allowed us to incorporate Kurt Warner, Dallas Clark, Robert Gallery, Bryce Pop, a lot of these really great players. Their teams didn't make it to the Dome, but they were, you know, they played in that era. And then obviously went on to accomplish great things, you know, in college and in the NFL.
How'd you get Newhoff involved? He's out fishing most of the time, Craig.
Yeah, is this Duker? How you doing, Mark?
Yes.
Been a few years. Yeah, sometimes I can't get a hold of the guy. He's a pretty serious fisherman. Just cut into his fishing, I know that. But Doug did a fantastic job. He's been around the whole time. He's covered games. He's been a sports editor. And he knows that whole history. And he had some great context. He covered Kurt Warner. So it took a little bit of wrangling, but eventually Doug got through to him. And then Kurt said, yeah, I'll give you 15, 20 minutes. And then he ended up giving him half an hour. So we were really fortunate to get Kurt Warner. Doug also got, you know, James Morris, Josie Jewell. I mean, he was really did a good job. Bryce Pop tracking a lot of these players down. We were really excited to get Kurt, and there's a really good chapter in there on Kurt Warner.
Yeah, and of course, I think that goes without saying that many, many people in the Cedar Rapids, Marion area really interested as far as Kurt's story. We know Kurt's story, obviously, but maybe a few insights that perhaps we didn't know.
Yeah, and that was kind of the goal. He talked about you know, a few things about growing up in Cedar Rapids and just a few perspectives on what it means to play in Iowa, you know. And it's kind of funny, he made the Shrine Bowl in high school, and then the one year he plays, they didn't play in the Dome for some reason, so he played out in Sioux City. So he had to drive all the way to Sioux City to play. So he didn't really get a play in the Dome until, you know, his UNI days, and then obviously he was a backup most of his career and then started his senior year. But, yeah, it's pretty interesting how that unfolded.
Yeah, the playoffs have really gone through a number of changes and updates and upgrades, especially the last couple, 3 years, really, because of COVID and districting and different formats that are used to determine qualifiers. Any idea how many iterations of the playoffs? Back in 72, it was four teams in each class, I believe.
Now things are quite different. Yeah, it started out as four, and what they did was they did two in the East, two in the West, which is a little unfair because most of the population and the power's in the East. So there were some pretty good teams in the East that didn't make it. But that was kind of how they started it. And then eventually, I remember when I was in high school, West Branch and Mount Vernon played, and they were both 8-0, and the winner was going to make the playoffs, and the loser didn't make it.
Yeah.
But West Branch's quarterback was a guy named Marv Cook, and he got stopped on a quarterback sneak on fourth down and didn't qualify for the playoffs. So Marv, they were really good, but Mount Vernon was good too, so only one team made it. It was only eight teams. And then it went to 16, and then remember when it was 32, which is probably a little much. And then last year with COVID, everybody made the playoffs. You know, they went a 7-game regular season. And then with COVID, everybody started in the postseason, which was kind of different, kind of interesting.
Yeah, it was. And, yeah, a lot of different formulas and formats through the years as far as the play. You mentioned teams that – and I think that's one of the interesting facets of the playoff system because you go back to the 70s and the 80s. And like you talked about with Marv Cook's West Branch team, there were a lot of teams. There were teams that were unbeaten or 8-1, like that West Branch team that you never heard about because they did not make the playoffs. But we're probably as good as the teams that won the state championship.
Yeah, especially when it was, I think, Mark, you may remember this too. I think it was just Class 1A for a while. And there were so many small schools that teams would go 9-0 and not make it. So I think that's when they decided to divide Class 1A into 1A and A. And then when 8-man came along, obviously, you know, that split it up even more. But yeah, there were some really good teams that didn't make it.
Craig, I was visiting with our friend John Haggerty, who is Scott's partner in the booth and also an author of the Jefferson football history. And he made the bold move of ranking players and a couple different rankings. And I don't know, I kind of discouraged him about that because you may have one out of place. You may have, may leave one out, but he did it anyway. Did you do anything like that in terms of teams?
No. Gosh, that would just, it was enough work. We did 44 chapters over a year. We kept adding chapters and I think Doug was going to strangle me if I tried to add one more. So yeah, we didn't get into that at all, but, you know, it would be interesting. I don't know. Who would be your number one? Who would you guys pick number one? Who would be the number one high school player of all time in Iowa?
The latest Dowling team? I don't know.
And what about who's the best player? I mean, I guess maybe just based on high school. So that might take out Warner and some of those guys.
Well, I'd say it'd have to be Dwight or Banks.
Cooper from that played last year.
Yep, I think
Cooper DeJean.
Yep.
I mean, he was incredible. Yeah, I think Banks, the two that stand out to me are Banks and Dwight, and then they played in probably the most epic playoff game in history.
Yeah.
And back in the 90s when and there's a lot in there about that. It's in two different, there's a chapter on City High and there's a chapter on Bettendorf, and Tavian Banks talks a lot about it, and Dwight talks about it too, and it was like City High came out and took a big lead. Dwight got a couple touchdowns, but then here comes Tavian, and they just went back and forth the whole game. And it was probably, and I guess people are just, there weren't enough seats. There, people were standing all over the place. And
yeah,
it was crazy. I mean, that was two tremendous high school players in the same game.
Yeah, attendance for that is, it was about 15,000. It's probably up to about 25 now.
it keeps growing, yeah.
Down
I was there. Everybody says, yeah, I was there.
I was there. I remember it. Down at Bates Field. Craig Sesker joining us from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier with a brand new book. You've got a tour starting. You're going to be going around the state of Iowa, I see. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're starting to book a few dates, and we're just going to see where it goes. And we figured we might as well start at the top. So Harlan's the all-time leader with 12 state titles, and their community is just crazy about football. They know the exact mileage from Harlan to the Dome, and they call it Merrill Field North or whatever. Merrill Field is their home field, so they call the Unidome Merrill Field North. So Todd Blatt, the head coach at Harlan, you know, Kurt, the legendary Kurt's son, and they're setting stuff up, and this is hilarious. We're at the Buck Snort restaurant in Harlan. I mean, how Iowa is that? We're going to be at the Buck Snort tomorrow. We're going to be in Solon on Saturday morning.
Oh.
And then we're setting some more up. We want to do one in West Branch because we want to go to Herb and Lou's. We want to do a little Herb and Lou's pizza. So if you guys have any other ideas or anything, but we talked to Waverly Shell Rock, and we're going to probably try to do one at Applington Parkersburg too, and just see how it goes, and we'll probably do a few more of these.
Awesome. That'll be good. And of course, now we're up to the year of 5A starting this year. Seven
probably,
classes.
Probably a good time to do a book, huh? Since they're adding another class this year. Get it out of the way before they keep adding classes.
True. Very true. And yeah.
Craig, Craig, I think you mentioned that you did dedicate some words to pre-playoffs. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm thinking the mythical state champions when Waterloo East had such great teams and Jefferson and Davenport and just vied back and forth year after year. Am I right about that in terms of content in your book?
We did. Doug wrote about it in the opening chapter. He mentioned Waterloo East. They had a really long winning streak. And then different points in the book, we mentioned, like, I know Ankeny had a bunch of mythical titles. We talked about, you know, in the late 60s, my high school, Tipton, won two mythical state titles back-to-back with Lee Crawford, who ended up going to Valley, West Des Moines Valley, and he built them into a powerhouse, you know, and kind of set the stage for what they're doing now. So, yeah, we did touch on that. Doug, I know Doug mentioned, like, you know, mentioned Niall Kinnick, you know, who was from Adel, Iowa, and just some of the early greats. And for us, it was just, you know, with the Unidome here, that was kind of the focal point, obviously. And then just that, you know, the playoffs have become such a special deal. Even with COVID last year, just coming to the Dome for a championship game, it's still pretty awesome. And when Dallas Clark had a quote about it, like he came to watch 2 years ago, his buddy Aaron Campman is coaching at Solon. And he walks in, here's a guy who has a Super Bowl ring, and he said, if you can't get goosebumps when you walk into the Unidome, I don't know, you know, what to think. But he just was talking about how excited he got coming into the Dome. Here's a guy who's done pretty much everything that you can do in football.
True. Very true. And you got to go out and see some football yesterday, some first days of practice up at Waterloo Cedar Falls, I know.
I did, yeah. Columbus went in the morning, wasn't too bad. Cedar Falls, it was a blast furnace out there. The heat index felt like it was about 120. Oh, my God, it was bad. So it was super hot. And, you know, without 2-a-days, you know, I think the practices are a little longer. But it's cool, man. It's good to get things kicked off. And I was at UNI Football Media Day this morning. So it's just there's a lot of excitement in the air. And things are more back to normal, you know.
Yep.
And hopefully we're going to have smooth sailing this fall.
Well, it's a good segue to UNI. And for Mark Farley, it wasn't the spring. It was a strange spring. It wasn't the spring that UNI envisioned. They had all sorts of injuries. Are they healed up? Are they ready to go? They better be, because the Missouri Valley Football Conference is the best conference in America.
Yeah, they have 22 starters back. They did have a couple. I think he mentioned a couple of players that were, like, you know, key reserves or had played some. We know they lost some players to COVID that are sidelined or trying to come back. But yeah, they're going to be pretty good. Their defense was really good last year. Jared Brinkman, of course, from Iowa City, Regina. He's a stud. He was the conference defensive player of the year. And then they've got they had Spencer Brown last year, got drafted in the NFL. Well, then now they've got Trevor Penning, who is 6'7", all 6'7", 335, and he's getting some NFL buzz. And he is a big, big dude. And so their offense has had some struggles. You know, McIlvain struggled. They brought in two transfers at quarterback, including a kid from Michigan State. So the quarterback job is wide open, I mean, between those three. That's going to be a key. And they brought in some running backs. You know, they got some good receivers. Logan Wolf, who's a stud athlete at Cedar Falls, look out for him. He's going to be really good.
Who's the first name on the Hall of Fame there at the Burlington Hawkeye? You or Bonenkamp?
Well, he would pick himself, but no. probably him, because he stayed there longer than I did. I was there a lot longer than I thought it would be. But we've had some really good ones. You know, we had Jeff Linder for a couple of years. I hired him, and he wanted to work for the Gazette, and he moved on. I don't know if you hired him, Mark, or JR did, but Jeff's the cream of the crop for the prep writers. But we've had some good people. John's a hell of a writer. He did a great job, and he's still doing some good things with covering Hawkeye sports and doing a lot of different things. So. But it was, you know, it was a good experience down there. I saw a lot of friends in Burlington.
Sure. What would be What do you envision you and I this year record wise? What's the ceiling and what's the basement?
It's going to be tough. South Dakota State was second in the country last year, but they only beat UNI 24-20.
Yep.
UNI lost four games in the spring by a total of 15 points. So they could be anywhere from first to fifth. And they're picked fifth, but based on, you know, how they finished last year. But it's pretty wide open. North Dakota State, I don't think, is quite as dominant as they've been. And South Dakota State obviously has gotten better. North Dakota is pretty good. You know, Bobby Petrino is the coach at Missouri State. Isn't that crazy? You know, the old Louisville and Atlanta Falcons coach. And so it's just a loaded conference. I think there's any number of teams, probably four or five, that have a chance to win. UNI is definitely in that group.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, make sure and say hi to Doug. We shared a press box and a bar a time or two. I know that.
We're going to spend 7 hours together in a car tomorrow. We'll see how much we like each other after that when we go to Harlan. But he's a good dude. He was a perfect partner for this. He knows the history. He's really well connected, and he's, for an old guy, he's still a pretty good writer. So it was a pretty good mix. But I will definitely mention that, Mark.
Indeed. And, looking forward to picking up a copy of the book. And, again, how can people find their personal copy of the brand new book?
Yeah, it's for sale. And we have a really cool website. And it's just domeplayoffs.com. Very simple, domeplayoffs.com.
All right. Go check it out. And, hey, Craig, appreciate it. We'll touch base again. And safe travels down to Kurt Blatt country tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Good talking to you guys.
All right, thank you. Craig Sesker from the Waterloo Cedar Falls Courier joining us here on the Gym Class for a Tuesday on KGYM. We'll take a break, come back. A little NFL news today to pass on, and we'll get the latest as far as the weather and severe weather out there. We'll do that when we come back here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah, what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
Doug. Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing baby.
Let's fan out and tell people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Look! An emu wearing sunglasses!
Limu, you're famous. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Winning isn't everything, but man, it feels good. Especially when you win in front of the whole world. Well, almonds are winning in snack form. Your natural fuel for your best winning you. And while not all of us are standing on podiums, we certainly can feel like it with a handful of roasted, salted almonds or sip of an almond milk smoothie. Because almonds keep your body energized and your head in the game. Even if that game isn't against other countries for massive national glory. California Almonds. Own your every day, every day.
Back with you on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Our thanks to Craig Sesker for joining us. And if you missed any part of that conversation, we'll have it up and ready to go on our podcast at KGYMradio.com. Let's get you updated on what is happening as far as the weather is concerned. As to the north and especially off to the west of Cedar Rapids, some a little bit of dicey weather going on out there. Right now, Your warnings look like this. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for southwestern Buchanan County, northeastern Iowa County, and all of Benton County, as well as northern Iowa County, northern and northeastern Iowa County. And that goes until 4:45 this afternoon. Thunderstorm is located along a line extending from Walker to 7 miles to the southwest of Tama. That is one warning. Also, another warning that goes until 4 o'clock. That is for northwestern Dubuque and eastern Delaware County. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning that is in effect for northern Linn County, eastern Buchanan County, and all of Delaware County. That goes until 4:15. And again, looking at the radar to the north of the Cedar Rapids Marion metro area, not too far. The northern half of Linn County, you've got some rain, and then it curls around toward the west, out toward, toward the Belle Plaine area, toward Tama, Toledo. And some of that's moving to the east. A little bit of it is moving to the east, northeast right now. So keep an eye on it. Todd and Alex will do the very same. They'll keep an eye on it. And that includes during the 5 o'clock hour, which is, of course, drive time. It's driven by Linder Tire and LinderTire.com in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. Good to talk to Craig Sesker there, Mark.
Yeah, two old colleagues in Craig Sesker and Doug Newhoff. And it's quite an undertaking to do a book like that. And I'm anxious to get a copy and take a look and read some of the great stories in Iowa high school history. And Scott, the wind's starting to blow at the homestead here. And we're going to wrap up just in time for me to get the windows rolled up on the vehicles.
I would suggest you do that. 9663 letting us know it is raining very hard right now in the Coggin area, up in North Linn Lynx country up there. So again, Todd and Alex will keep you updated on the weather right here as they take you through the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. Twins and the Sox coming up tonight. That is still on as of the moment, and that will be on the Jim OT 107.5 FM. Mark, we need more controversy in the NFL, and we may get it. According to numerous sources, this year's point of emphasis for NFL officials, taunting. Mark, taunting. So get ready for that first flag at a key moment when somebody gets up and does some sort of a flexing move or whatever, and that will cost their team a touchdown or 15 yards. The NFL going to cut down on that, according to multiple sources for this year.
This can't go well, right? I mean,
no.
I'm going to have to read the definitions of taunting, but no, I just don't think this is going to go well.
Well, there's an example out there that was on Twitter of after about a 30-yard run, both players getting up and in the face of one another and flexing like that, and that is the that is what they want to get rid of this year, at least according to reports as far as the NFL is concerned. And like I said, it's going to go – it's great on paper – until you try to enforce it. And then it's going to go south a little bit. And it's going to be in a very key situation, probably in the very first game of the year with the Buccaneers and the Cowboys on a Thursday night.
NFL, the no fun league, huh?
Well, it got a little more fun, but now they're going to cut it back a little bit. Speaking of fun, tomorrow we have for you Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. We'll talk with Brian Haas, talk golf with you coming up tomorrow. And that and all the news of the day coming your way right here on KGYM. Please be safe out there, and please keep one eye on the weather, and we'll make it through this August 10th, hopefully unscathed. And, Mark, we will talk coming up tomorrow when we talk some golf with you.
That sounds good. Look forward to it. Everybody be safe out there now.
Yep, should be a Twins and White Sox game coming up tonight. No rain in the Twin Cities at this present time. All right, stay tuned. The Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next, right here on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Have yourselves a great evening, everybody.
At Shell, we know from the time you get up to the time you wrap up,
good night,
there's a lot of meetups, eat-ups, and hurry-ups. So come to Shell and get three things done at once. Fill up with Shell V Power Nitro Plus to help.